Good morning, everyone. I feel like a school teacher. Good morning, everyone. I'll now do the register. Ooh. I was travelling over to Bridge Horwich last week and over the tops, and it was a proper pea super. Has anyone ever heard that term, a pea super? It winds Anna up so much because any day we open the curtains and said it's a pea super, no matter what the weather is. Anna says, "Will you stop winding me up?" Does anyone else use that term? Yeah, that's all right then. I did have a message prepared for today. It was all done and dusted. And then, as happens, I felt God speak to me. So I put that to one side and I'm going to share what I believe God has got for us. Because the truth is, I'm always saying we need to be interruptible. Are you interruptible? And this came after a chat with a friend. Yes, I do have one or two friends. I can't see any in here, but I have got friends. No, but seriously, I have got friends. And they were talking to me about what they were going through. And something they shared quickened me. And God spoke to me just in that moment and said, share that with my people. It's encouragement for us all. So I've asked, are you interruptible? Interruptible for others, but interruptible for God to speak to you. You need to ask yourselves that question. This was further emphasised when Sue Stokes spoke on this platform a couple of weeks ago, when she shared about framing her ministry, calling it A New Day Dawning, and the rock that we should build our lives upon, which is, of course, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Through all life seasons, many of us celebrated with the Bolton family the life of Catherine Bolton on Friday night. And what a testimony it was for all those hundreds of people who were there from every walk of life, and the Bolton family themselves sharing courageously about mum and wife. And it is a sort of a somber moment, that, because you reflect on life a bit, don't you? But equally, it's encouragement to us to live life and to live to the full. Have you ever heard the term, I've lost my mojo? Have you ever heard that? Well, I looked a mojo up, and it's not a good thing, a mojo. Don't look it up when you're not here, but when you, that whole definition of a lost mojo can mean a lot of different things. It can mean I feel flat, I've lost my energy, I've a lack of enthusiasm, I've got a lack of self-belief, a lack of self-confidence, perhaps a lack of direction. Perhaps the loved ones and the circumstances you find yourself in are weighing you down. And sometimes we just long for an answer to prayer. And in my world, that prayer seems to come at the 11th hour, and I'm often petitioning God, can it come a bit quicker, like the third hour? But God always comes through, but it sometimes takes longer than we'd wish. I could add that, the term, as we often say from the platform, tired and weary. Well, back to the friend that I've got. I mentioned them. So we're chatting one day, just a couple of weeks ago, and they were saying this as they were going through their day-to-days, they were feeling isolated. They felt a lack of spark and a feeling of a low ebb, and they couldn't break free from it. They just said, I couldn't break free from it. It was during this time they said this. They were stopped in the tracks and they said, literally, I realised, I would believe it would be a God prompt in their lives and something that God is saying to us today. They said, I'd stopped singing. You see, normally in their day-to-days, they were singing worship songs. That would be part of them getting up and then worshipping the day and then going to bed. It filled their life, their room. But as they went through the days now, they'd stopped. They were silent. The songs had stopped. And in their words, they'd lost their song. In that moment, that profound moment, the nature of that statement hit me right in here. And I sense God say, not only to me in my busyness, but to us here as church family. Speak to my people, encourage them, and ask them a question. Have they lost their song? Have you? We're going to look at three things briefly. We're going to acknowledge, we're going to align, and we're going to activate. Acknowledge, have I lost my song? Now, you might say, no, I've not, just a throwaway comment, I'm okay. How many times do you interact with people in your day today? And they'll say, how are you? Oh, you go, I'm okay. Liar. But it's the way we are sometimes, isn't it? We just brush it off, we're all right. But I want you to really, truly evaluate for everyone here and everyone's online. Where are you really? Is your song the same song that when you've been close to God and you were singing from a heart of thankfulness? Are you really okay? It's a deep ask. I'll be all right, you might say. Really? Because when God spoke to me through that friend, I'm thinking, that's for me. An honest ask about your relationship with God. How close are you to hear his voice? His still small voice. Do you sing like you used to? Do you sing with passion? Do you sing at all? And this is not always referring to our audible voice. This can be the voice in our heart. Does the singing that used to take place now be filled with a heavy heart? I remember a scripture that was given me on my baptismal many, many decades ago by Brian Carr. I mentioned it before, perhaps in a service like this, at my baptismal. And the encouragement of the scripture I was given was from Habakkuk. Habakkuk writes this, "The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights." In other words, when I put my trust in God, he takes me to places that only God can. And that image of that is those goats, I think they're goats, that go on the side of a mountain and you're asking you, how are they keeping their foothold? But they do. And it's that picture that God takes us to new heights. I want to just read a psalm from David, Psalm 40. Now, David, in his own words, I want this scriptures to echo in your hearts and ask yourself a question as I do. It'll come up on the screen shortly. I waited patiently for the Lord. How many wait patiently for the Lord? He turned to me. That is an incredible statement. He turned to me. He turned to you and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire, and he set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Church, he put a new song in my mouth. I'm going to keep saying this during my ministry. Who needs a new song? Come on. Who needs a new song? Now, David, just picture it, isn't in a great place. As he pens this psalm, he states he's in a pit of destruction. Not only that, a slimy pit that he's not able to escape from. Now, every time he tried to escape, I don't know whether you've ever been on a walk and you're on that sort of ground that's been rained on and it's mud and you can't keep your feet. But imagine that hole now that you've fallen down and you're trying to crawl your way out and it just will not allow you to, because every time you do, that mud and that mire gets you back in. And that's what David is saying is in. You crawl, it's hopeless. Your situation seems hopeless. But then God says to David and says to us, he heard his cry and he lifted him out. Not only that, he put him a new song in his heart and put his feet on solid ground. Did you know this fact? That before a storm, birds stop singing and they do something else. They fly away. They fly away to take refuge from the storm they're about to face. In other words, they take flight. That can be a picture of you and for me. That same scenario can be part of your life and my life. Our battles, in the midst of our storms, those storms we feel we're about to face, we stop praising and we run. We run to an island where it's inhabited by guess who? Me, myself, and I. We become isolated, we become lonely, we become downcast, we might even become bitter and disillusioned. we firstly need to ask ourselves, some here, be kind to yourself. I felt God really quickened me to say that to some people in here today. Be kind to yourself. If you've accepted Jesus as your Savior, you're his child. God is never surprised by our actions, reactions, and our hissy fits. We all have hissy fits. I do anyway, does anyone else? You fibbers. But we're all capable of those, aren't we? Because we're not perfect. We all get stuff wrong. But be kind to yourself. And rather than take flight, we need to run. And I mean run to him and acknowledge where we're up to. And as I said the words, I really felt God say that he's speaking not only to my heart, to your hearts. That is where we can praise God and put a new song in our hearts. So we can acknowledge, but how do we align? Some years ago, myself and Anna visited the Holy Land. And with a group of people, we walked around some of the places that were very commercialized. Other places were more factual, like the Sea of Galilee. And a place called the Footsteps of Jesus, literally called the Via Dolorosa, in the old city of Jerusalem. And it's called the Way of Sorrows. And it was the path and the journey that Jesus took on his way to sentencing and to the crucifixion. And as we walked, we didn't talk much, because the smells and the sounds and everything around, it was the Bible in 3D. We lived in that moment and with God's guidance in the footsteps of our Saviour, who walked for me and for you today, where we aligned ourselves, we're in tune. The real and the raw. Yes, it was three-dimensional, but it was more than a story in our Bible. It was touchable, tangible. The wonder, the sacrifice, the reality and the humanity all colliding at once. We sailed on the Sea of Galilee. And I know I have never experienced anything like it. It was almost like with the other boats, they were singing worship songs and we could hear the other boats on the sea. And I asked the captain, because you have captains on these excursions, I said, will you just turn the music off? And as we sailed on this serene sea, it was like God just inhabited that moment. There was people on our boat on our trip who were just crying as God ministered to them. The profound nature of the truth to it all was something that I will take with me the rest of my days. And the image I want us to consider today when we walk close with God is that image. He illuminates our paths and shows us through Scripture, even in the toughest of challenges, the slimy pit will not hold us. Jesus walked the walk and he talked the talk. And our Jesus isn't a defeated God. And you know, that's fighting talk, because life has this way of encroaching us. Do you know, when we align ourselves with God, and I know I mention this so many times, but the things of this world grow strangely dim. The other night, as we shared some time with the Bolton family, they shared about the memories they'd had. They also shared the memories they won't be able to have in this lifetime. And it was through some encouragement from the Word on that night, don't deny the words you need to say to each other and loved ones while you have the opportunity. So we need to put it into action. We need to acknowledge. We need to align. We need to do something about it. You know, the Word of God is the Word of God. And this is what it says about faith, which is the same sense of what I'm saying now. It says in James 2, faith and deeds. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and be well fed, but does nothing about it, about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself is not accompanied by action is dead. We need to remember the word of God in Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is what? Alive and active. Sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing of soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. What's in the song, you may ask? Why should I sing? It's a great question. Just let me share this. A clinical study, of course, in the USA, because they all do a lot of clinical studies, but it was a research on the impact of singing from the College of Wisconsin. And they studied the impact of singing a variety of different songs for people who had heart disease in the elderly, a cheery survey, you might think. The results showed this, that Amazing Grace saw the biggest improvement. Hey Jude, slight improvement. A small improvement was Dolly Parton's Smash It, Jolene. However, folk songs had no improvements at all. Have we got any folk enthusiasts? I'm just saying what the survey said. Amazing Grace is going to come up on our screens. We're going to sing it together now, aren't we? Yes. And as we sing it, well, let's sing it first and I'll say something after. Sing with me. Amazing Grace. Sing it. Sweet. Sing it and mean it. I say the race like me. I once was lost. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I see it was grace. It was grace. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Yes, O Lord, yes, O Lord. Sing it again, because the first time we sing it, we're singing it with recognizing other people are around. Now we're going to sing it in the truth of that verses that we're singing. Amazing. Sing it with me. Sing it. How sweet the sound. Sing it. That saved a wretch like me. Yes, O Lord. Yes, O Lord. I was Jesus, but now I'm found. Was blind, Jesus ministered to your people. Yeah, it was grace that saw my heart. Yes, O Lord, yes, O Lord.
How precious is that grace of thee. We are thy first believing.
Church, those online, the atmosphere changes when the focus becomes one of awe and wonder of our God and for our God. As we sang that, the focus turns off me and off you and celebrates the free gift of grace that has been available and given to everyone here. The world would have us believe that a teaspoon of sugar helps the medicine go down, a Mary Poppins favourite. But the truth is that the only remedy is our Saviour and His amazing grace. Perhaps a dose of amazing grace every single day is what you require. A daily reminder. And when I said sing it again, sing it like you mean it. Where would I be without my God? Where would you be without your God? Do we tip God with the offering? Do we tip God with coming on a Sunday and we've done our bit? Or do we literally on our knees say, amazing grace, amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Amazing God. You know, Scripture time and time again encourages us to sing a new song. Psalm 96, 98, 149. Sing to the Lord a new song. Isaiah 42:10. Sing to the Lord a new song. Psalm 33:3. Sing to him a new song. Psalm 144:9 adds to that voice and that chorus. I will sing a new song to you, O God. You may today recognize that you've lost your song, your joy, perhaps your direction. And I'm going to ask a question. Who's stolen it? What's stolen it? The enemy looks to destroy you, to bring you down. But your God lifts you out of the pit. He places your feet on solid ground and puts a new song in your heart. We need to recognize, church, that God's Spirit is his word flowing from heaven. And I want to say this, it never ends. It's not just sometimes there, it is flowing continuously, 100% of the time. Now, you can blame whatever situation you're going through on other people, but you have and I have a responsibility. And I say this with conviction. We need to activate our own faith. We need to open our mouths once more. We need to put into action our faith. Whatever hurts, whatever disappointment, whatever concerns we've got, whatever isolation we face, whatever is consuming our minds, the lie of the devil is a lie of the devil. You are a child of God. Romans 12:2 says, do not conform anymore to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then what? You'll be able to test and approve that what God's will is, his good, pleasing and perfect will. We need to acknowledge where we are in life, align ourselves with the word of God and focus on Jesus alone, because he will put a new song in our mouths, a hymn of praise to him, our God. I speak in faith, I speak in life, and I speak into your situation. God is speaking to us. He's ministering to us today. He's mending us, healing us, putting a spring back in our steps, renewing our minds. I speak life into your bones and the fullness of God for you and your loved ones. You need to give your loved ones and trust his word. Give your loved ones to God. And you need to not pick them up tomorrow and start saying, what about this? You need to sing a new song over their lives, a one of redemption, a one of clarity, a one of, I'm going to stand on the word of God and believe what the word of God says. The calamity you sense is not the calamity that God has ordained. You and me have not been got to be like the birds who go silent and run. We have got to stand in the midst, even though it's difficult, and allow God to carry us into the new heights that he has for us. You see, the empty cross is all we need to look at. It stands proudly behind me and above my head. Jesus said, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. Believe in the one he has sent. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. It is time to dust ourselves down once more, to acknowledge, realign, and activate our faith. We can praise with assurance. We can sing with freedom. You know, as we come to worship, I'm believing a new song is going to come out of your lips and it's going to be birthed deep within you. Someone sent me a text this week and they said, Cookie, deep calls deep. That's all they said, because they recognized something that I've been helping them to go through, and they were just saying, words are not enough, but deep calls deep. You know, as we come to worship, I'm going to invite the worship band back up. Let that new song come forth. That's quite a biblical term, come forth. Out of the ashes, out of the mindset you've got perhaps. He anoints us afresh. He gives us something that we can't do of ourselves. You might be the most gifted person with the skills God has given you in your daily walk. You might be skilled as a surgeon. You might be skilled as a joiner. You might be the best receptionist, bus driver, or whatever it may be. But God says to you, that's not enough. The contentment that God says is enough is when you do my will, you follow my path, you give yourself over to me and your family over to me, and you sing like you believe it. You sing with the authority I put into your lives, a new song. Remembering that our God is a holy God. And I'm remembering that our God is a holy God. And he, just as he said to Moses, who was tending the flock in the wilderness, there he said, angel of the Lord, the angel of the Lord appeared in flames as the fire was setting the bush alight. The Lord saw that Moses had gone over to Luke. God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses, put your name there, whatever your name is. Anna, Anna, Rob, Rob, Paul, Paul, whatever it is. And Moses said, and you said, here I am, here I am. Jesus said, do not come any closer. Take off your sandals, for the place where you're standing is holy ground. Where you're standing, where you're sitting right now is holy ground. Where are you at home is holy ground. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Where do we start? We just start by talking to Jesus. As the song goes, what a friend we have in Jesus. As Ima and the team sing now, I'm going to come on the back of it. They're going to sing a song called Stones. And the lyrics, which will be on the screen, say this. Find me in the valley, standing with my hands held high. The valley will never take my song. Find me in the desert, holding on to your life. The desert will never take my song. Oh, the desert will never take my song. Thanks, Ima.